Now time for the reading of the Word of God. So turn with me in your Bibles to 2 Kings chapter 11. 2 Kings chapter 11, we've seen the judgment upon Ahab's house, all his children, grandchildren, all those who worshipped Baal being put to death. And now we come to chapter 11. Chapter 11, 2 Kings chapter 11, we're reading verses 1 through 21. These are the words of God. When Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she rose and destroyed all the royal offspring. But Jehosheba, the daughter of King Joram, sister of Ahaziah, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him from among the king's sons who were being put to death, and placed him and his nurse in the bedroom. So they hid him from Athaliah, and he was not put to death. So he was hidden with her in the house of the Lord 6 years, while Athaliah was reigning over the land. Now in the 7th year, Jehoiada sent and brought the captains of hundreds of the Kerites and of the guard, and brought them to him in the house of the Lord. Then he made a covenant with them and put them under oath in the house of the Lord and showed them the king's son. He commanded them, saying, "This is the thing you shall do. One third of you who come in on the Sabbath and keep watch over the king's house, one third also shall be at the gate sewer, and one third at the gate behind the guards. So keep watch over the house for defense. Two parts of you, even all who go out on the Sabbath, shall also keep watch over the house of the Lord for the king. And you shall surround the king, each with his weapons in his hand. And whoever comes within the rank shall be put to death, and be with the king when he goes out and he comes in." So the captains of hundreds did according to all that Jehoiada the priest commanded. And each one of them took his men who were to come in on the Sabbath with those who were to go out on the Sabbath and came to Jehoiada the priest. The priest gave to the captains of hundreds the spears and shields that had been King David's, which were in the house of the Lord. The guard stood each with his weapons in his hand from the right side of the house to the left side of the house, by the altar and by the house around the king. And he brought the king's son out and put the crown on him and gave him the testimony, and they made him king and anointed him, and they clapped their hands and said, "Long live the king." When Athaliah heard the noise of the guard and of the people, she came to the people in the house of the Lord. She looked, and behold, the king was standing by the pillar, according to the custom, with the captains and the trumpeters beside the king, and all the people of the land rejoiced and blew trumpets. Then Athaliah tore her clothes and cried, "Treason! Treason!" And Jehoiada the priest commanded the captains of hundreds who were appointed over the army, and said to them, "Bring her out between the ranks, and whoever follows her put to death with the sword." For the priest said, "Let her not be put to death in the house of the Lord." So they seized her, and when she arrived at the horse's entrance of the king's house, she was put to death there. Then Jehoiada made a covenant between the Lord and the king and the people, that they would be the Lord's people, also between the king and the people. All the people of the land went to the house of Baal and tore it down, his altars and his images. They broke in pieces thoroughly and killed Matan, the priest of Baal, before the altars. And the priest appointed officers over the house of the Lord. He took the captains of hundreds and Kerites and guards and all the people of the land. And they brought the king down from the house of the Lord and came by the way of the gate of the guards to the king's house. And he sat on the throne of the kings. And so all the people of the land rejoiced and the city was quiet, for they had put Athaliah to death with the sword at the king's house. Jehoash was 7 years old when he became king. And that is God's word. Now you look at the first three verses and you may be asking, how did all this happen? All the royal offspring dead. The Davidic covenant, which was the promises of Christ coming and reigning as king forever, that's in jeopardy here. Because there was always supposed to be a line from David down through his descendants to Jesus, who would reign forever and ever as king. the covenant of the Lord on the cusp of being broken. God not being God. He would have had broken his promises, so he wouldn't be God. How did this come about? That's what is happening right here in this chapter. It's hanging, the covenant promises hanging on a thread. It is here because a godly Jehoshaphat, remember him, king of Judah, a godly Jehoshaphat was covenantally stupid. He allowed his son to marry a wicked woman. And his son himself married a wicked woman, which was stupid as well. To marry Ahab's daughter, Athaliah. Ahab, the one who married Jezebel and brought in Baal worship. And Athaliah was a Baal worshiper. She saw Ahaziah was dead and decided to murder all the possible descendants that would lead to Jesus. How did that come about? If you are in covenant with Yahweh and yet marry the godless, we will nearly always wreak havoc and ruin and bring ruin upon among our descendants. That's the consistent message of Scripture throughout Scripture. And if we look back, we can see more of the context. Jehoram, who is in the line of David to Jesus, Athaliah's husband, killed all of his brothers. 2 Chronicles 21. The Philistines and the Arabs killed all of Jehoram's sons except the youngest, Jehoahaz, Ahaziah, the same man. He is purged in chapter 9 along with 42 others of Judah's royal family. That's chapter 10. And so who really could be left for Athaliah to murder aside from her own grandchildren? Now, beloved, this is the typical trend of the intrinsic hatred that the rulers of this age have for Christ's kingdom. And yet where there are those who are opposed to Christ, there are always his faithful followers. Like Jehosheba, the sister of Ahaziah. And she gets this little baby Joash and hides him for 6-7 years with his nurse so that he wasn't put to death. The kingdom of God hanging by a thread for those 6-7 years with this nurse, and so he wasn't put to death. And there's a faithful servant here serving the Lord, not seeking honor or praise or glory. And Yahweh had her in the right place at the right time, and this was her purpose right here, just to care for a child for 6-7 years. No matter how high or low you consider your service to be in the kingdom, the reality is that everybody in the body of Christ has the most important role in the service of Christ's kingdom to King Jesus. And some for us here might be for 1 minute of our entire lives the most important part of that kingdom. Others for many years perhaps. But even here, the priest Jehoiada setting up armed guard for this young boy, this baby, for 7 years, and the kingdom hangs on a thread, and here's Yahweh protecting his kingdom, his covenant promises, his decree, his plan, his redemption, your salvation he's protecting here. And there in verse 12, the little boy Joash is made king over Judah at 7 years old, and wicked Athaliah comes and she cries out, treason! And she comes about, and just as was ordered, she was put to death. But the best part of this was the wicked worshippers of Baal have been put to death. And so now there's an agreement, a promise made in verses 17 and 18, probably the most important part of the chapter. Between Yahweh and the people and the king, they would be the Lord's people. That was the promise. God will be my God, and we will be his people. Not Baal's people, but the Lord's people. And then what great testimony to us, the faith that they have is followed by obedience. The house of Baal was torn down. The priest of Baal was destroyed, and all the altars and images, whatever it is, they were destroyed. And Yahweh's priests were appointed again. Those who had been cast out, now they're appointed, and the king is on the throne again, even though he's 7 years old. But you look back at the chapter, remember, if it went Ahaziah's way, All because of a stupid decision to marry her and let a son marry her. All of God's promises would be destroyed, and no God, no Jesus, no salvation, only death for you. But in Yahweh's mercy, He provided a godly servant and a woman named Jehosheba, who served Yahweh and delivered the only heir left to the throne from death, and Jehoiada, the priest, being faithful to his calling, doing the same, without which none of you would be here today, and we'd be all destined for hell. And so as we look at this chapter, remember the Lord Jesus and the Lord's Yahweh, His faithfulness to His promises. And respond with faith in Jesus for salvation and faithful obedience, like they see here, unto the Lord, putting to death the idols that still remain, and living unto Jesus all our days. Let's pray. Father, we come to You in the name of Jesus, only by the blood of Jesus and His body shed, or body given up for us, who have believed in Him. And we thank You for the testimony of Your word here, that You are again showing Yourself. You showed Yourself to be faithful to Your promises, even when it hangs by a thread. You provide at the right time a servant, a priest. You provide Your protection for those who need protected. You provide a young boy still alive to lead to Jesus Christ physically. So Your promises of Genesis 3:15 are kept. And Your promise in 2 Samuel 7 is kept, a covenant with David. Your God is faithful. We are the ones who are often unfaithful. Apart from You, we're always unfaithful. We never keep our promises. We always lie. So, Father, we thank You for Your goodness and mercy to us. We ask that You would forgive us of our sin. That You would cleanse us of the sin of bearing false witness, of being unfaithful, keeping to ourselves idols, images which we worship, even in our lives today. Whether that is our own family, money, our job, whatever it may be. Lord, forgive us of our sin. Turn us from those things and turn us unto You, the Lord who is merciful and forgives us and who is always loving us. Father, we thank You that You brought about Your Son at the right time. And You caused Him to come into the world born of the Virgin Mary by the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank You that as He was a baby, You also protected Him and kept Him from death, from Herod. We thank You that You kept Him alive until the very point where He needed to die on the cross after living a perfectly obedient and righteous life unto You and for us. Father, we praise You in Your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, be with us as we continue worshiping You. We ask that the government, while there is a government here in 2 Kings 11 that is putting to death righteous people, we pray that that would not be the case in our day. We pray that You would keep us alive, that we would be able to testify of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and if it be that we need to be persecuted in order for the gospel to be proclaimed to even more, and that more people would be saved, Lord, then do so. For You show us that such things will happen to us, Christians. And yet we ask for peace and freedom to worship You. So Lord, now as we pray in Jesus' name, we ask that You would answer, hear us and answer our prayers, which we know You do. Amen.